I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The medical relief agency Doctors Without Borders battles disease. Their doctors also work in war zones. So for the agency to say the Ebola outbreak in West Africa is like wartime, that's really ominous. Even more ominous, Ebola is now in Nigeria and a touchdown in Lagos, one of the biggest cities in the world. Our BBC colleague Tomi Oladipo is in Lagos, where passengers flying in and out are now being screened for Ebola.
Well, the officials at the Murtala International Airport have been screening passengers. You know, the passengers seem to be fairly calm. The officials brief them when they arrive and tell them why they're being screened. They have to fill some forms to list any possible symptoms of any illnesses that they've had, and they have to list that in the form. I saw them as well using thermometers to check people's temperatures just to be sure that nobody who's ill, especially with the Ebola virus, is going in without being checked.
Let's hear a bit about those precautions, because you spoke with one of the Nigerian health inspectors at the airport who described what they're actually doing.
We saw a passenger is coming in from Accra stating that he's being treated for typhoid. So we have to stop him so that we allow our medical team to review him.
Right. I've heard that in Monrovia, Liberia, pretty much all restaurants are enforcing hand washing. What kinds of precautions do you find people taking in Lagos?
I've seen that as well here a lot in Lagos. They have bottles of hand sanitizers and you have to, you know, squirt and wash your hands. So that's what you have a lot here. A lot of people generally taking precaution. Nigerians are generally concerned. There isn't, I wouldn't say the state of panic, but people are concerned. And everywhere you go, there seems to be, you know, this talk about what's going on and talk about how to stay safe.
We have to say that Lagos, Nigeria, almost has the same population as the countries of Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia combined. That makes your city a real potential petri dish for Ebola. Can you sense that concern about what it represents among the residents of this megalopolis?
Certainly. I mean, even now there's been a fourth death, including the first man who came in from Liberia. And there are those worries that if the virus was to come in to this densely populated, dirty, chaotic city, then it would just cause havoc. And that is the main worry. And the authorities really, I think that is their concern as well, which is why they're trying to contain the initial cases and make sure the virus doesn't spread beyond those people. Because if it does get out into the public, into the rest of Lagos, then it's almost unimaginable what would happen. The thing here is also because Nigeria's healthcare system, as much as it is better than what you have in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone, it faces severe challenges as well. And at the moment, you have a doctor's strike that has been going on for almost months now. In fact, the president just announced that 16,000 of those doctors will be sacked as a result of their staying away, especially during this crisis. So those are the challenges Nigeria faces at the moment. So it is a tough one for Nigerians themselves to face.
Yeah, I read about that firing of the 16,000 medical residents. That just seems insane right now when Nigeria would seem to need any capable physicians it can get.
The doctors have had their long-running battles with the government, many disputes revolving around their working conditions, revolving around pay, and many other issues put together. But the question now is, if these doctors are given the sack, then what happens? Are you going to train fresh doctors? How are you going to go about recruiting so many doctors? But many people within the system reckon that the unions will be forced to come back to dialogue with the government. It doesn't mean that the doctors will all just go home and not have jobs. So far, there are isolation centers for the Ebola victims, and the government has been able to isolate them into one place. But if the number spiked, then that would be a whole different issue, especially now that these doctors are not around.
Tommy, how are you kind of adjusting your own personal lifestyle in response to the Ebola outbreak?
As for us, as journalists, as reporters, you know, going to some of these hospitals, you can't be sure what you're going to meet there. So we definitely, even though you're covering the story, you have to keep your distance, physical distance, at least from these places.
Our friend with the BBC in Lagos, Nigeria, Tomi Oladipo, thank you for your time. Stay safe.
You're welcome. Cheers.